Last week, a couple of men came up to me and asked that if I would preach about the second reading, it would be very good, about wives being subordinate to their husbands. I was actually impressed that they knew next week's readings, actually. That's what I was most impressed with. And I said, but actually, you need to understand the context of this reading. I said, the part that was most radical in this reading was that it said, husbands, love your wives as you do your own body. And that would have blown the minds of all the men, because they were just property along with their children and their slaves, and to give them equal status in the household would be outrageous. At which time the women prompted forward, maybe you should preach about this. This would be good. So I decided, no, I don't want to go there. That's not actually what I want to preach. But I'd rather preach about this gospel and the wonder how it connects with Joshua's statements to the people as they enter into the promised land, where he gives them this choice of renewing their commitment and their commitment to follow the Lord. The reason why I say that is because this has been a tough week for us as a church, internationally and even nationally. The headlines continue, and even this morning, yet another scandal breaks under the Vatican. And I suspect it will continue. I must confess, after last week's set of homilies, most of you have heard it, it was a difficult week for me personally. And it took its toll. By the time I got to Friday, I was exhausted. And when I got to my day off, it was just trying to rest and to take it all in. It became overwhelming for me. It sort of imploded in on me, and it just became a really dark, dark day. And I just kind of said, after 25 years of priesthood, you know, after following the church and 18 years of priesthood and 25 years in the church, I'm going like, what is going on? What is wrong with the church leadership that it can't see the significance of what is happening right before our eyes? And it just got darker and darker, and the Lord just said, you know, just come to me in prayer. Sit with me. Stay focused on me. And so I did, and then I pick up this reading, and it says, and said it was too hard for them, and they picked up their former ways of life. And I have to tell you, it was one of the lowest points in my priesthood that I actually, for the first time, thought about packing it all in and going back to my former way of life, because it was just too much to take. And then I had to continue to read, because that's what the Lord wanted me to do. So I read, and then I started to agree with what St. Peter had said. It says, but then, to whom else would I go? To whom else would I go? You have the words of eternal life, Lord, and I've come to believe that you are the Son of God. And I realized I needed to hold on to Peter's words. To whom else would I go? Because I believe is Christ and is Christ's church. And that for all the wrong that has done, it is not Christ has done it, it is men who have acted in his name. And so I held on and continued to listen to the Lord, and he kept on just saying, stay with me, stay focused on me, and get everybody else to stay focused on Christ, on him, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And I think that's what we must do when we're in dark spots in our lives. And I know many of you have had lots of dark times in your own life. And this may be a struggle for some of you and not for others. I get that. It's different for all of us. But I think that when we're in times of struggle, we have to be careful to not make any decisions that are different. We need to continue to do what we've always done and come to the Lord and come to his table. It reminds me, I was giving a friend of mine was asking me, what do you do when you're so angry and so when all that happens, what do you do? And I said, well, I try to go to the Lord. And I was finding struggle in doing that on Friday. But this image comes to me. I don't know how many of you have ever driven, I know this is a silly question, I asked California, but driven on icy roads. Do any of you have any experience driving on icy roads? So, you know, like Wisconsin, of course, that's what you were. What is the trick when you're driving an icy road? What are you meant to do? Or more important, what are you not meant to do? You don't brake. One of the first things, you're not meant to brake, and then the other thing is you're not meant to take any sharp turns. You know, don't overreact. You're meant to kind of hold the course, slow down, and keep it in gear. Like keep the, because the traction will keep going. And I think that's a great image for us in the midst of a struggle, is that what we're called to do is to not make any sudden turns, is to slow down and to keep our heart in gear and focused on Christ and to keep going. And what the Lord promises us then is if we can stay focused on Him and to be patient and to slow down, is to make no fast or difficult decisions to move away, but to remain always in Him. And I think that that's so important, that in the midst of a anger or frustration, is that we again slow down, and as He says to me in my prayers, don't operate from your anger, operate instead from your sorrow. And I think that's what we need to do, is again align ourselves to sorrow for so many victims who've never had their hearts and their story ever be told. And we need to stay focused on what Christ would do, and that's what He would have us do, is to slow down, be patient, and move gently, to not take any fast movements. And so I say to you what the Lord has said to me is to slow down, to come to Him and stay focused on Him. It is His church. It is His church, and we are called to follow Him and to lead this church through this into some form of renewal and to come to the Eucharist and continue to do. That's why prayer is so important, so that we can rely on His strength that He will give to us in those difficult times. And I hope then that you can do what Joshua says to the people of Israel, and I now say myself, is that for my part and my household, I will choose to follow and to serve the Lord.